This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are winning, and it manifests itself in some strange ways, things that you probably don't pay a whole lot of attention to, but I'll explain it to you today. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This week you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So where are we winning? Okay, the NFL. I gave you the numbers for the NFL, dramatically down year after year, thanks to Queenie Princess Kaepernick. Haven't heard much from him in a while, have you? Oh, he's making the rounds and the woke rounds, but that's drying up. I gave you the evidence. The Grammys, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, all of it. Cancel culture, all that stuff is dying. Critical race theory being banned. People in America waking up to the idea of this racism that is so in your face and pervasive that it's laughable. But we're winning. Let's go back to the NFL. Kaepernick, the half-black, half Italian dude who's trying to profess his blackness. He's probably running around out there. He's making some money, but he ain't making the money he would be making. He's no longer the household word. We're not speaking about him every day. But this little bitty thing that came up in the NFL is huge. And it goes by the name of Tim Tebow. Remember Tim Tebow, the quarterback who dared to kneel down and pray when he scored a touchdown? And it became explosive. How dare he kneel for God? How dare he showcase his Christian conservative beliefs in a meritocracy of a pugilistic sport like, well, a gladiator sport at the very least. It isn't pugilistic, but it's certainly gladiator, like the NFL. How dare he do that and make a public spectacle of himself? Holy Mother of Kaepernick! Well, turns out Tim Tebow is going to get another shot in the NFL. What a great story. What a slap in the face to Kaepernick. Now, he won't be playing quarterback. They're looking at him as a tight end. But he's getting a shot. See, folks out there wondering if God is in control. God is still working on Tim Tebow's life. Who do you think is living the better life? Tim Tebow or Colin, the activist, the race-baiting Kaepernick? I contend to you, Tebow's much happier. I don't know if he's going to play in the NFL. I hope he does. I hope he makes it as a tight end and a backup quarterback and throws a couple touchdowns, whatever. I wish him nothing but success, but I don't want to see Colin Kaepernick back in the NFL, and I'll make you a bet. No team will ever give that guy a shot in the NFL. I don't care if their quarterback doesn't have any legs. They're not going to bring Kaepernick back. Kaepernick isn't going to play there. So who's winning? Who wins in the end? You think Roger Goodell in the NFL would continue this woke crap for another series of years? Or do you think it's waning? Do you think they're hoping that it just goes down and down and down? I love it. See, those are the wins that you don't think about. You go, yeah, we breeze by them. Now, people are outraged, by the way, that Tim Tebow's even getting a shot. Tight end. They're outraged. Look at Colin Kaepernick. He's over there. Ain't nobody wanting him for the team. And they bring in, I'll tell you what, have Colin Kaepernick come in and play cornerback or tight end. He's not even going to get that chance. He won't get a chance to play cornerback. He won't get a chance to play wingback. He won't get a chance to play. The only chance he's going to get is sit back in the living room because he's not going to play. We win in the end. Is it a big win? Is it one that they're going to make a big deal about? Nope. But let me tell you, it's in the news. The Christian kid is getting a shot. The guy who's an ethnocentric racist who completely abandons his Italian heritage, he's not. Now, he'll come back in the news and, I don't know if Nike's going to make another shoe for him. We'll see how that goes. But he's losing. Don Jr.'s wife supposedly cheated with a Secret Service agent. You guys hear about this? Here's what I say about the story. I don't care. Husbands and wives, no matter what your politics, they struggle. Relationships are a struggle. From the moment little Tommy kisses little Susie, he's in for trouble. And so is she. They're in for trouble. And we mature, we figure our way out of it. But then the smart people figure out how to deal with their relationships. Because you would be crazy to try to change your mate. Even if they're annoying. You'd be crazy. You either say, that's not my battle. Or you find a new mate. Before you get married and all that. And then at that point, you say, I can deal with whatever come what may. That's why the vows are till death do you, in sickness and in health, right? For richer or for poorer. But here's the deal. I don't care about Don Jr.'s wife because I know what Hunter Biden did. They said Don Jr.'s wife cheated with a Secret Service agent. What's that got to do? He's a Secret Service. Could have been with the gardener, the pool boy, the cabana boy. I don't care. But here's what I do know. We don't talk enough about Hunter Biden. When the media, the leftist media, wants you to focus on what Don Jr. did. I'm making this as a comparison because we got a ton to talk about. Some other ways that we're winning that I'm going to get to here in a bit. But here's what I want to tell you about this. They want you focus on, ooh, Don Jr., his wife got a little too close to the Secret Service agent. Look at you. Well, let me tell you what. Hunter Biden got a little too close to Bo's wife. Because the minute Bo was brain dead and died, guess what? Hunter was in his brother's wife's bed. And I'm going to make you a bet. I bet he was there before Bo died. I bet he was there while Bo was going through all his cancer and chemo and whatever else they were trying to do to save his life. I bet you Hunter Biden was bedding his wife. So he goes to bed with her, sleeps with her, marries her, cheats on her with a stripper, gets the stripper pregnant, doesn't want to pay child support. But you know what the left wants to tell you about? Don Jr.'s wife was sleeping with another man, and he's a Secret Service agent. Woo-hoo! Man, that's salacious. I don't care. Don Jr.'s like anybody else. It just shows you this. Even billionaires and sons of billionaires have problems. And money doesn't solve your problems. But I'll tell you this. I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on the brain-dead moron serving as president and his brain-dead son. He died of that. And his crackhead son who was doing all this other stuff that the media does not want you to talk about, including his laptop. We got more time. We'll be back. Keep it down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I warn you guys all the time that you got to know how to look for the signs. And they're not always obvious. Sometimes they are. Biden, 26.9 million people watched his first congressional speech. This is with all the hoopla that he hasn't given a speech. He needs to give a speech. Where is Joe Biden? People are wondering where Biden is. They were wondering so much, 26.9 million people watched it in comparison to 47.7 million of the real president of the United States and leader of the free world, Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So these signs are everywhere. I went through a series of trends. I'll go through some of those again. Because we didn't finish him, but I wanted you to understand just how bad leftism is, how bad it's suffering. And I've been talking about this on multiple media outlets and saying, you don't get it. They're suffering big time. Look, I realize why the Democrats installed Joey Demento as president. And maybe you do too. See, Biden's dementia offers a very convenient excuse to dismiss him, to dismiss the obvious lies of his administration. They can, it, at any point, when the cake hits the fan, they can say, well, you know, we didn't realize Biden was as far gone as we anticipated. He did a good job of covering it up and all that. I joked earlier in the broadcast that Biden's got that grueling 3-hour work day schedule, you know. And, of course, it goes with getting up and helping him find his bum bun and his passy and all that. They drug him up so he can come out and be lucid for about an hour. They give him his afternoon meal. He takes his nap and then he goes to bed. I don't know what his schedule is, but I know Psaki got a little bit perturbed when people wondered how little he's working. Because, see, that was a question never asked of Donald Trump. Donald Trump answered the 3 a.m. call with tweets. He droned General Soleimani and killed him and killed other people. He torpedoed the Iranian economy. He had Xi on notice that China wasn't going to be stealing from us anymore. He let the G7 know that they were done with their crooked trade deals. And I could go on. And while he's doing all that, the dude was still recognizing veterans. He was recognizing entrepreneurs and the people who are contributing to this country. He was tireless. Anybody want to make a bet who worked harder as president? Anybody? You think any leftists would want to challenge us on that? But he just worked hard. Donald Trump worked smart. He got rid of all those onerous regulations. Put trillions of dollars back into the economy. That's one of the only things that's keeping us going right now. Now, I'm not happy with the spending, the woo-flu stuff, and the fact that he didn't take a harder stance on some of these issues. I think he always felt like he could win them over to a degree, but not the way Barack Obama did. Trump wasn't trying to be liked. He was trying to be respected. He said, look, I'm willing to give on some of these things. I'm willing to meet you part of the way. I'm a negotiator. They didn't care. They wanted him out. And he didn't respond quickly enough. I've spoken of leftism losing tremendous ground, folks. And now that Baby Black Jesus is not its representative, no longer speaks on its behalf, it has nowhere to go but down. Let me put that another way. Barack Obama was the perfect spokesperson for leftism. He's that half black, half white, dreamy guy that could walk in both worlds. And who could appear intelligent even though he was dumber than any blonde you've ever met. No offense, blondes. I'm not talking about conservative blonde women, by the way. Or blonde dudes. Anyway, he was the Pied Piper. He was everything they wanted in a spokesperson, a person to represent them. He was the poster child. Now their poster child is a 78-year-old brain-dead moron who can't carry the load. He can't persuade people towards leftism. Joe Biden is the worst person they could have picked. A feeble, old, white, rich man who made it through graft, through cheating. I ask you once again, if Donald Trump had Biden's track record for what he's done in these other countries, Donald Trump would have been impeached because there were, and rightfully so, by the way, because it would have been easily provable that he was on the take. But it's gotten bad. I told you guys there was a sign. It's gotten bad for the left. Biden claimed he was trying to defend his jobs growth plan. And he made a claim that the last five leaders of the Fed spoke out to say his jobs plan would grow the economy. See, that's what I always tell you guys. When somebody says, even they say it. Let me make you a comment. I'm going to tell you this. PolitiChatter is going to be the most dominant social media site, non-Facebook and Twitter, that's come out since Parler hit the scene. It's going to displace Parler, MeWe, Gab, all of them. It will become the de facto standard. I don't have to check with any experts. I'm telling you that as a fact. I know what's going on. I'm going to give you a hint. Go get on PolitiChatter. Become a pro member so you have stock in the company. You know, you'll get a gift that you can redeem when the company goes public. This company is going places. I know it because I run it. And you can believe me or not. That's up to you. By the way, if you do go there, put a hashtag KJN, because we always have this little ongoing battle inside the company of who's bringing the people to it. So put a KJN with it so they know you heard it from me. I get a little bragging rights against the guys. But long story short, I don't need to check with experts. But Joe Biden, with everything he says, oh, this is what the expert, I trust the science, I do this. This man has no ability to go look at something for himself and say, you know what, I'm going to make a determination. See, that's what leadership is. But Biden wants to use, well, there's these other leaders, these five Fed chiefs are the ones who say I can grow the economy. The only problem is CNN fact-checked him. This is where I come back to we're winning. CNN fact-checked Joe Biden and said, no, only three past Fed chiefs are even alive. So let me just say this. Not only do I not believe that any of the Fed chiefs endorse Biden's non-growth plan, two of them are dead. So we know for a fact that they didn't. This guy's name is Daniel Dale. He's of CNN. CNN was forced to reveal Biden's senility. And let me tell you why it's senility. Because supposedly five former IRS heads endorsed Biden's economic deal. Now, what do the IRS heads know about the economy? Nothing. They don't want to take your money. But if Biden mixed them up and he hasn't corrected it, it's yet another sign of his senility. CNN called him out. That's what you got to remember. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says his administration is keeping a close eye on the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians.
There has not been a significant overreaction.
Biden telling reporters the U.S. diplomatic community is fully involved in efforts to encourage a de-escalation of the violence.
The question is how we get to a point where they get to a point where there is a significant reduction in the attacks.
Biden also speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing new guidelines saying fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask or physically distance during outdoor or indoor activities, large or small. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. States are getting creative when it comes to enticing people to get vaccinated.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults. Adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks. And the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
DeWine says the Ohio Lottery will conduct the drawings and they'll be paid for out of federal coronavirus relief funds. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A quote from Joe Biden. And by the way, you saw, you know, the last five leaders of the Fed coming out and saying, what'd they say? They said, Biden's plan is going to grow the economy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Ramblings of a demented old fool, a clown. Well, Democrats love him. Understand how easy it is, it's become, folks, for leftists to lie. Biden says that he was wrongly describing an op-ed from five former IRS chiefs who praised his plan but didn't discuss growth. Okay, I want you to understand, they praised his plan but didn't say a word about growth. He spun that into five leaders of the Fed having spoke out about his jobs plan, saying it will grow the economy. Now, two of the Fed people that he mentioned are dead. It's easy for leftists to lie. Yet another easily disprovable claim by Biden. Take anyone you want. Take the IRS one. They didn't praise his plan in terms of how discussing growth. They praise this plan because that's what politicos do. Oh, Biden came out with the plan? Strong Jay. Great plan. Trump could have come out with the identical plan. You know what those five IRS people would have said? It's a horrible plan. I can't believe it. That plan will never work. You know the game. You know the thing. It's easy for leftists to lie. Biden made that comment with all the authority of those who claim that he won the election fairly. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We don't hold back here. There's no holding back. Dale continued. This is the guy who's disputing. He's with Fox News. With the CNN. His name is Daniel Dale. He says Biden's claim is false. As a White House official acknowledged to CNN when we saw comment on Monday, Biden was inaccurately referring to an opinion article published in the Washington Post that day by five former leaders of the IRS, not the five former leaders of the Fed. But look, it isn't just that. It's the list of overt lies by the left. And what I want you to understand is every one of those lies is the reason why the trend lines for conservatism are going up and the trend lines for leftism are going down. The lies of BLM. I'll get into some of these lies. The lies of CRT, critical race theory. The lies of 1619. The lies of police brutality against black folks. The lies of white folks being oppressors. The lies that capitalists have their foot on your neck. And I could go on. and I will. Overt lies, all to obscure the truth. And I'll give you, I was mentioning black folks. I'm a black dude. I can talk about these issues. Black Lives Matter is a perfect example. Black people, black women, or black, what do they call them? Birthing parents, kill more babies from abortion than any other ethnic group. Now, look, I know what you're out there saying. Kevin, let's not talk about abortion. I'm going to make a point here. I'm making a bigger point. Calm yourself down out there, okay? Just settle down. Simmer down. They kill more babies than any other ethnic group, and they kill babies at 300% the national average. I want you to understand that less than 13% of the women in this country commit 41% of the infanticide, the death of black children in the womb. 13%, less than 13. So blacks seem to care about issues when it doesn't involve putting the mirror on themselves. Another example, black on black crime. Nobody wants to discuss black on black crime. The levels at which it occurs, which is astronomical. And I can give you statistics to back this stuff up. But what we do is they want to avoid the lie. They either, leftists are doing one of two things. They're either blatantly lying to you, like Biden did.
We've got some people here that endorse my plan. Abraham Lincoln endorsed my plan.
It's easily provable. So they blatantly lie to you, or they lie by omission. A lie by omission is a lie, too. Come on now. Can I get an amen out there? A lie by omission is a lie. Then there's, what about the lies at the border? They lying? After inviting tens of thousands of illegals to the border, Biden has created a border mess for himself. His press secretary wouldn't even call it a crisis after FEMA was deployed. Biden himself was forced to admit it was indeed a crisis. They wouldn't let people in with supposedly to give you transparency because they didn't want you to see how much in shambles it was. It took bootleg. I feel like we're in Soviet Russia. It took bootleg video to show what it was really like in these detention camp environments where, guess what? Children were being separated from their parents and put in, here comes the magic word, pay attention, people, cages. Yeah. Overt lies to your face, or lie by omission, or lie by keeping you from getting to the truth. Hell glory! Russian collusion, Ukrainian threats, extortion, Chinese infiltrators and you know, side deals, etc. They don't want you to get to the truth. They lie about the vote count. You think they really want to know what happened in Maricopa County or in Michigan or in Pennsylvania or anywhere else? Of course not. That's why Democrats are fighting it. They lie to your face and then they say, no, 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 you can't go looking. Don't you go looking for my lie. I mean, come on, guys. Many of us have been there. Early on, you know, your girlfriend, you're stepping out or whatever, and she picks up your phone. Well, we didn't have cell phones or anything at the time, but you know what I'm talking about. Democrats now, blatant. How about this amazing economy, huh? I'm giving you the trend lines here, folks. Is Black Lives Matter more popular now or less popular? You tell me. They spend a lot of time forcing Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, all this stuff on you. Are they more popular? Let me answer. No. You think more people now understand the border situation and that Joe Biden is a scumbag liar for everything I just described earlier? Of course not. What about this blazing economy he was going to set? An economy that was going to gain a million jobs fell 734,000 short. Revised March numbers down 146,000 jobs. 7 million jobs open, so they say, but nobody wants them. People seem to be happy with unemployment. Exactly what the leftists wanted, right? Universal basic income. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. So Biden, he's had to answer the question, if jobs are available, why aren't people filling them? What a tough question for a guy who struggles with dementia. Because, see, the answer is that leftists found the magic number to keep people from going back to work, keep people from seeking gainful employment. They found it. And now they got to rationalize it. They got to deal with it. What happens when they run out of money? What happens when you get into the underground economy and say, I don't want any more of this. If you're going to be taking my money to go give the deadbeats, etc., what happens? You think people feel happier about America under Joe Biden with everything that's going on? Or do you think the leftists are going, you know what? But say what you want about Trump, but man, at least we weren't dealing with North Korea thumbing their, you know, back to shooting off missiles, China shooting off missiles, dropping their debris in the Indian Ocean, threatening Taiwan, and a host of other things. Israel being bombed, one of our only partner in the Middle East, and I could go on. These are all trends. These are trends that don't lend themselves for the leftists having any success. But you know what? If you want to believe that leftism is flourishing, I disagree. I don't know. I don't have any numbers on this, but I'll make you a bet. Millions of people have left social media. Millions of people have left Hollywood. Millions of people don't watch the media anymore. Millions of people don't pay attention to their politicians the way they did. They rely on themselves. Millions of Democrats no longer will vote for their party. All that's happening. Those are the trend lines. I talked about it the other day with the NFL. I talked about it with the NBA. I talked about it with Major League Baseball. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of these other things that are even more glaring. They're more in your face than ever before. God forbid you actually know what's going on. I mean, and we'll probably do this. Go look at the numbers of the NFL, not just from last year to the year before. Go look over the last X number of years as the NFL has become more political. Watch what's happened. And then tell me who's winning the political battle. Then tell me that Trump lost to that knucklehead Biden when you look at the trend lines. See, that's the way you have to look at stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk about the trends of Hollywood. I've touched on it before, but it's important that you notice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
When I talk about leftism dying, dropping off, it's not gradual. Leftism had a gradual rise, but it is having a dramatic fall off. Who was it recently that came out? It was a Holly weirdo. Dave Chappelle. You can't be woke enough, Dave Chappelle said. Many people feel this way. There's no way to, no matter who you are, what you do, there's a problem. When I talked about the Oscars before, I told you guys, I said it was hostless. And I said, that seems like you're like, oh, well, they just didn't want to give anybody a chance. They wanted to just let you can spin it any way you want. It's like I said before. I said what Dave Chappelle said before he said it. You can't be woke enough. That's why nobody could take the job. They're going to go back and look at your tweets. They're going to go back and look at your comedy sets. They're going to look at something, and you're going to be disqualified. Ricky Gervais, Kevin Hart, none of them. No, there's nobody worthy. You know what's ironic about it? You have to be God in order to be worthy to host the Oscars or to be part of the, quote, woke generation. The people who can't stand God need a God. So they have to just let everybody is the host. And, you know, of course, they all had to come in with all their nonsense. But the trend lines for the Oscars, for all of it, for sports, anything that's got leftism on it or wokeism on it is dead. It is dead man walking. I call Facebook and Twitter dead social media walking. Can't survive. Not in America. Maybe you can try that crap in China, but not here. So I'm going to read these, and we've gone through some of this before, but it's worth repeating. And by the way, a lot of stuff to talk about. I was going to try to get to the Wu Flu ruse. I'll get to this stuff another time. The CDC, full of BS, being exposed is being full of BS. We're going to talk about what DeSantis did with the CDC, suing him. And a host of other things. But I really want you to be left understanding that you are so far ahead in the game. And the only way you don't believe you're ahead in the game is if you have a bad parent. It's like a kid that comes home and, you know, his parent, he's having trouble at schools, and his parents don't talk to him and say, you know, you are smart. You know, the reason why kids pick on you is they're jealous of you, whatever. If they leave him to himself, he'll commit suicide. He'll do something stupid. But if they're bolstering him up and letting him know, you know what? It doesn't matter what those kids say. We love you. Your parent, you know, your friends love you. The people close to you love you. Those kids are jealous. They'll get over themselves eventually. You just keep being a stellar kid. You keep being mom and dad's kid. That's what's going to do it for you. Anyway, leftists, the numbers, this is from the Daily Beast. The numbers are shocking at face value. Down almost 60% from last year. But the writer says, I'm less worried about that. A statistical consequence of a pandemic year and across the board free fall of live ratings than I am about the lessons that future producers of the show may take from this faint whisper of interest moving forward. Especially given the aspects of the show people did actually talk about. So I'm going to break in here by saying there was news that NBC or somebody is not going to carry the Golden Globes this in 2022 and possibly 2023. You want to know why? Maybe you already know why. They said, you're too woke. We don't want to carry it. There's too much, you know, baggage that comes with it. And just if you stop doing the politics and you go back to just doing what you're supposed to do, maybe we'll do it in 2023. But if you're going to be woke, NBC folks said, we don't want the show. You need another trend? I'm telling you, a media outlet that is already negative, you know, negative against us is saying, look, we're done. Now, do you think they did that because they were magnanimous or they did it because there's no ratings? Let me just stop because I can't figure out my thoughts here. They did it because there's no ratings. And there's no ratings because nobody wants to watch that crap anymore. And the Oscars, 9.8 million viewers. 59% drop from the 23.6 million viewers from the previous year, which, oh, by the way, was a drop from the previous year. The Academy's third hostless show in a row scored a 1.9 rating among 18 to 49, the key demographic, a 64% drop in their key demographic. You are winning, conservatives, whether you know it or not. I already mentioned the Golden Globes and their issues they have with NBC. But here's what they write about him. This is in Vulture.com. Again, not a conservative site. With few stars and even fewer blockbuster nominees, America pretty much ignored the Golden Globes broadcast. Per Nielsen, a not-so-average audience of just 6.9 million watched Tina Fey and Amy Poehler host the bicoastal proceedings on NBC. Barely one-third the size of 2020's viewership, 18.3 million. And by far, the least watched ceremony in modern Globes history. The demo ratings were even worse, with the three-hour Zoomathon notching a 1.5 rating with adults under 50, a 68% decline from a year ago, 4.7 rating at the time. While award show ratings have taken a beating during COVID, no major event has collapsed so quickly on a scale similar to Sunday's swan dive. And yes, CBS and ABC probably have good reason to be nervous about the prospects for the upcoming Grammy and Oscar telecast. Did you notice a theme between both of those? They blamed COVID. They blamed the old woo flu. But not in a bad way. It was almost like it was sort of an excuse because they don't want to get the Chinese mad at them. Say, kind of like, well, you know, in a time of COVID, I mean, you can make some concessions there. But they can't ignore the actual numbers. They said there's simply no sugarcoating how awful these numbers are. While the Globes did manage to outdraw last fall's pandemic Emmys, it wasn't by much. And they go on to talk about the numbers. They say, but the Emmys fell a much more modest 11% from its pre-COVID audience, and in most years, the Globes have delivered anywhere from 2 to 3 times as many viewers as the Emmys. What's more, while the Emmys rotates among the four major networks, NBC pays a premium for the Globes' exclusivity. In 2018, Variety reported the Peacock agreed to pay $60 million per year for the Globes as part of a long-term licensing deal. Remember what I said to you earlier? NBC said, we don't even want it. They pay for it and they don't even want it. It reminds me of the scene in The Fabulous Baker Boys where they've got Jack and his brother was supposed to do 3 nights. They did 1 night and the guy calls them in. He says, hey guys, come on in. They come in, and he gives them an envelope and the guy goes, what's this? He goes, that's your pay. And he goes, we usually don't get paid till we're done with the gig. And he goes, yeah, you're done. And he goes, what do you mean we're done? He goes, it's all there. I paid you for all the nights. But I don't need you anymore. I'm paying you to play to nobody. You're playing to the walls. You're playing to my wait staff. It'd be better to me to get somebody else in the slot than you. That's what NBC is telling to the Golden Globes. Give yourselves a hand, people. Come on now. Congratulate yourselves. This is your doing. By the way, this isn't Trump. This isn't some conspiracy. This isn't Liz Cheney. That Donald Trump, he's a terrible person. He's going to ruin the Golden Globes and the Oscars and the whatever else is. The Grammys. Let me get to the Grammys because I'm going to run out of time. Yeah, the Grammys. What are the Grammys? What are their numbers? They said the Grammys have scored the biggest award show since the 2021 season. They said sizable rating losses. Let me just get to that. They drew 9.23 million and a 2.28 rating among the coveted 18 to 49. Down. 51%. The show fell 51% in total viewers, 58% in its the targeted demographic. These numbers, folks, are like every other thing happening to leftism. We're not talking about incremental decline because of COVID or some, you know, uncontrolled forces. We're talking about such a dramatic drop-off, anybody would be panicking. And they are. I am so proud of you white people. I can't even see straight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.